This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Matt Clement, he joins us, former big leaguer, and we just like to chew the fat with him a little bit. Matt, did you dig out up there, man? You all safe? How's everything?
Well, the stakes held up. I had a couple go down for the count with the plow, but we can still see our driveway. We're surviving.
Well, we're glad you made it. Was school canceled? Was your game canceled? Did you play? How did you do this week?
Well, school was 2-hour delay yesterday, and I was just telling producer Matt, we might have to change this date to Thursday next year, because I'm either like flying high the next morning after a game or reeling like I am right now. We lost one basically at the buzzer last night against Pine Ridge. Good basketball game, tough result, and the emotions are. I'm a roller coaster of emotions on this Wednesday morning at 7 a.m.
Coach, it's all you lose a lot. end game situations. I seem to. I don't know. It comes down to coaching.
There's either six guys on the floor, or else it doesn't.
I totally blame myself. I always totally blame myself.
Well, this is your opportunity, Matt, to be the role model for the kids and compartmentalize, right, and move on to the next one or whatever cliche you want to use.
I'm on to the fan.
All right,
there you go.
Tell us about the Steelers here, because we've been knocking this around just a little bit. I don't know. We don't know how to feel about. Well, we do know how to feel about Matt Canada. I think we think that he's not very good, but we also do think. That it's probably right that he gets an opportunity to at least show that he might not be very good with all his own parts. Is that fair?
It was a really confusing game plan the other day, and to blame it all on Matt Canada, I don't know if you can't. It's easy too, I guess, right? Was the game plan that they were going to shut out the Chiefs, I guess? I don't know, because it seemed like they were very conservative, and, I guess the fan and all of us wants to just see Ben come out and sling it around 70 times, whether they're 1-yard passes or not, and say, here's the Adam Wainwright swan song going in the playoff game. I compared it to the other day, pitching and saying, you know what, Ben, go win us a game doing what you got to do because you understand it better than all of us. And instead, I guess they really didn't let him do that until there was no chance. So I don't know what the answer is, and it is fair to say let him get his own parts, and is also is it all his fault? I mean, you have to think that game plan came from everywhere, from the whole staff. That's what they decided was the best way to go about beating the Chiefs, and that's a tall task to go in there and win too at the same time.
Well,
it is, and you come up with a plan, and I came up with a plan last night that I thought was going to work, and it didn't work. And it's easy to criticize after it doesn't work, I guess. So as a coach, I know how that feels. It's just going to be, you can't really answer any questions until you know who the quarterback's going to be. I'm assuming they're going to bring in some kind of competition for Rudolph at the very least. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of good things about the Steelers that it's not like you're bringing them into a franchise right now. It's the Jags that has a million parts that has to be figured out. There's a good receiving core there, a great young running back there, a lot of great parts on the defense that are there, and a franchise that has a history of not having a losing season forever. So a veteran quarterback could roll in there very easily, or you get some young stud in the draft somehow and build from there. So it'll be interesting to see how they do it.
How much change really needs to happen, Matt? Because you sound pretty pretty positive as compared to some people I've talked to in the last week or two about where they are, relatively speaking, to being a contender again. You know, you mentioned the receiving core, and so you mentioned a lot of the positive things they have going for them, but there are changes that need to be made. If I gave you carte blanche to walk into 3400 South Water Street and do whatever you wanted, what would you do?
Well, I think that the big thing is obviously the offensive line is major. But I think that, like, you know, you can't really, the quarterback is number one right now. You've had this stability of quarterback and a winner at quarterback for all these 18 years or whatever it is. It's an amazing number, whatever it is. And he's not there anymore. But I think, I guess the point I'm making is, you know, I talk about the receiving core. I'm not even talking about the tight end you have too. And you know, it's an attractive landing spot for somebody. Like if I'm a veteran quarterback, or even when the Rodgers stuff was floating around, like everybody's like, oh, he's not going to come here. I'm like, if he's going to leave there, what better place to come? You know, you have everything in place and you draft linemen and you know, it's not a terrible situation. You know, defense isn't that far away, but I think offensive line seems like, you know, me not being a football expert, offensive line is the reason that, you know, Ben seemed to throw all these 1 and 2 yard passes these last couple of years because he didn't have time and he had to get rid of it. And, you know, I think that's the number one place to start. And I'm sure there's some spots on defense. There's a couple patches on defense that they throw in there. And that defense isn't, to me, that defense isn't that far away from being a Steelers defense.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Our friend Matt Clement, that we just talk sports with because, well, he's fun to do that with. How do you interview assistant coaches? Like, let's say you have an opening on yours. And look, it's high school basketball. It's a lot different than the NFL. But I think that there's a theory and there's some things that could be commonalities. Are you ever afraid of, well, this person is too strong with their opinion, this person isn't strong enough? Tell me how you, if you have an opening for an assistant, how you go about filling it.
Well, I mean, my number one criteria when I think about an assistant that's going to come help me, whether it be at my high school, because I'm in control basically from seventh grade up who we hire. And the number one, it's easy answer for me is loyalty. If they're going to be, you know, if they're going to be paddling a different direction than me, and, you know, after the game, second guessing everything I'm doing to whoever and whatever the case may be, or somebody that's, you know, obviously young coaches should want to ascend to having higher jobs, but if they're only after my job potentially, that's just not going to end up working out well for anybody. Mm-hmm. It just causes more problems and friction. So for me, that loyalty end to me is even more important than how great of a skill or X's and O's coach they are at the high school level. Because if I lose that end of it, it, you know, in a small town and whatever the case may be, that turns into bad real quick. I'm at the point now, this being my 14th year, where I almost have all of my staff are former players of mine. So it's an easy criteria for me. I'm bringing a former player who, you know, they want to come back and coach because they played the right way. They played hard. They were all about the program. They were all about Butler. They weren't about themselves, you know, and they come in and know what it takes and know the system and know everything I'm doing. And I've had a lot of success with it. Sometimes I only get them for 1 or 2 years because they move on and get, you know, a girlfriend and a new job or move and get married or whatever the case may be. But all the ones that I've had have been really successful. And I have a couple guys. I have actually my seventh grade coach is in his 51st year of coaching, and I think 45 of them are at Butler. And he, you know, he was tremendously loyal to me when I first got the job as a retired baseball player, and when he could have easily thought, why does he have the job? He was loyal to me, and from that sense, I'm loyal to him. And you know, it's a good situation when you have former players and people that have went through the program involved.
You're telling me this guy's coached basketball for 51 years at the junior high level?
Yes, he has.
Oh my! Does Butler still play at that where we played in junior high, where you had to walk down those submarine steps down into the locker room? You know what I'm talking about?
That Butler does still play their seventh and eighth grade games there.
Uh-huh.
There isn't, the submarine steps are not there though. They replaced them.
Okay.
Sometime when I was playing baseball, those disappeared because I went to the junior. I went to the junior high one day and they were gone.
All right.
So you know, but it is still the same gym. It is probably on its last year or so. We're getting an auxiliary gym at the high school. They're finally getting an auxiliary gym at the high school, which I think it'll move those games up there. And I think they're, I don't know how much longer that school's going to be in existence.
Gotcha.
Does this ever happen? Look, you there's a lot of people working for Butler schools, coaches, teachers, yourself included. How often do you have someone who doesn't understand how to work the email, Matt, and they send the reply all?
Oh. Yeah, we got that today from someone in our office.
I think I got one of those last night from one of my players. I got a quick apology after, but no, you know what? The reply all is
dangerous.
It's dangerous and can be an extremely annoying factor too, right?
Yes. Because then everybody jumps in.
What did the one say from the player? Was he like, you know, coach sucks, I need to play more, whatever? Was it something incriminating like that?
No, it was something. It was something innocent that he meant to send to his dad. But
coach sucks, I need to play more.
Can
right?
you believe coach tried to sneak six guys onto the floor again?
Right.
I probably wouldn't have brought it up if it said that.
Okay. All right.
So, no, but it's like that's definitely an annoyance of mine. In general, I need to learn how to silence my conversations, like you know, that I don't want to hear all the time. Because when one person chimes into a group text message, it seems like there's like 70 to come right behind it.
Yeah, I don't know. Some days I'm ready to. I just would like to throw my phone off the Highland Park Bridge and just be done with it and not communicate with anyone. Which is, you know. I think a lot of people feel that way, though. It might be easier. Seriously.
I'm excited that you brought up the spiral staircase, stair steps at the junior high. That made my morning.
It was. I'm telling you, I believe that you may have had to put your foot on the wall inbounding the ball, too. The floor was so tight at that place.
Well, there's the overhang. You have the balcony, and you might have an inch and a half of three-point area in the corners. And you don't even have, you can't even shoot a corner three at that place. So
I do remember playing. It was dark, it was dank, it was a close game at halftime. And I remember walking down those spiral steps, and our junior high, our eighth grade coach, just giving it to us down there, just screaming at us.
It's not as intimidating as going from an elementary to into the middle, because we went from sixth to seventh grade and going down those spiral steps into gym class. That's even more intimidating.
It was either in seventh or eighth grade, and I forget who it was. Somebody just poured on a gazillion points against us in the eighth grade. It was either I was in seventh or I was in eighth, and somebody had a ton of points. Whatever year, it would have been 94. I don't know if it was like Bellis or Sloboda or one of those guys. They were just killing us. And our coach.
94.
Yes.
Graduating year?
Yes.
Or 94? Oh, it would have been Bellis.
And the coach was screaming at us. But anyway, so that
you got me with the spiral staircase. You got a Sloboda mention online. I mean, we're having a big Butler day.
We are. I'll never forget it. All right, Matt. Thank you much. I sent you back memory lane, which is always fun to do.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
All right,
see you, Matt.
We'll see
you too.
Yes. You know,
get over the loss quickly.
Those steps, though. And they used to have them in gyms around here. And it was in the corner.
Yeah.
Of the gym,
yeah.
Like of the playing surface, and they just had like a little gate in front of it, so you didn't fly down it during play.
Right, right.
But you went down into this locker, and if you were and I wasn't tall enough really, but some of the kids were, where you could hit your head.
Oh, you'd smack your head right off the ceiling.
Down. And we got down there, and our coach was like, you know what? We come all the way up here, and you guys act like a bunch of jackoffs, like you never played basketball in your life. You're letting this kid beat the hell out of you. You know? I was just like, what do you want us to do? He's gigantic. What do you want from us here? Oh man, yes. Butler was intimidating back in the day. Spiral stairs,
old gyms.
And the gym was like a darker brown floor. Like the color, it was so old.
Yeah, the oils
and stuff from
it was like Hoosiers.
It was like Terhune. Yeah. Who is this? Is this Terhune? Ulitic? Who are we playing here? Anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.